Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you in the light of this wonderful love, this gospel, the good news of salvation in the kingdom with the King, with the Judge, the Father, Judge of all, and all the angels there in joyful celebration to bring about the joy of the Lord, take this joy into the world. So we thank you. We thank you for this time now, drawing close again. And thank you, Father God, now in our word here this morning, we see us now speaking about it. We on a road. We need to travel on this road and each one run to you, look to you, walk with the Lord and be the fragrance. So thank you. Bless this word to us now in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Ephesians 4, verse 1 to 3. In light of all this, here's what I want you to do. While I'm locked up here, a prisoner for the Master, I want you to get out there and walk. Better yet, run on the road God called you to travel. I don't want any of you sitting around on your hands. I don't want anyone strolling off down some path that goes nowhere. And mark that you do this with humility and discipline, not in fits and starts, but steadily pouring yourselves out for each other in acts of love, alert at noticing differences and quick at mending fences.
Hallelujah. Pursue peace with everyone, especially the household of God. Eh? And yeah, reading this word, the word came to me again in the Old Testament in Isaiah 40, where it talks about now comfort my people. And now we need to know that we are the people of God. Once we've heard this beautiful gospel where God has united Jew and Gentile and reconciled us to himself in the city, in the kingdom, and given us access by one Spirit, it's so important that we now wake up to the realities of this kingdom. And this is why we draw close. We come boldly to the throne of grace. So it's wonderful. You've got this picture of this wonderful kingdom of which is the realities that God has got for us and for this whole world, and he's bringing about this kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, and how we can sit in the presence. We come boldly to the throne of grace. In the kingdom, here you've got the Father, the Son, the angels, the church of the firstborn, everyone that run the race is there in the kingdom, your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And now we need to comfort, and then it goes on to say, why can you comfort? Because he has dealt double with our sins. And when I saw that, I really inquired the Lord, what is this double? I tried to puzzle it out. And then one morning, boom, it just hit me. He showed me in Ephesians chapter 6. He says that the double is you were a slave of sin, but now you're a slave of righteousness. So he has dealt with all sin, all darkness, every lie the devil has been dealt with. So we can now partake of the true relationship in the true kingdom and in the true calling. Our names are written in heaven. So as we fellowship, we hear, and then when we hear together with the Lord, we can be everything he made us to be. I like that readings in Isaiah 40. And there we can see there, once we're in this now, we are on the road that you're walking in and you're experiencing all different things on your predestined purpose. There's plans and things happening and God is with you. And then you can also help roll away the stones, open the way for others as well to see. So be encouraged, guys. God has done everything. He says, stop your nonsense. You can't do it yourself. Come to me, Jesus says, come to me, you all who are weary and heavily laden. I will give you rest. And then it says so beautifully, now, when you've come, you can cease from your own work. You need to be finished with your own work. You've had your time for your will that brought about works that just hurt you. And you now want that which God has got for you, that which he has predestined for you. So be blessed, arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.